In London, England, there lived a man who worried about his sin. He wanted to be saved. He thought that he could be saved by being good and kind. One day, on his way home, he passed a corner where there sat a blind man. The blind man was reading out loud from a Bible written in Braille. The blind man was reading from the Word of God in Acts chapter 4. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. The blind man came to the words, "There is none other name." And for some reason, with his fingers reading the Braille, he lost his place. And he kept searching with his fingers while repeating that expression, "None other name. None other name. None other name," said the poor man as they passed by. But the man who was worried about his sin passed on. But he kept hearing the words in his mind, "None other name. None other name. None other name." Finally, he said, "Thank you, Lord, for that blind man. I see now that there is none other name but the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he alone can save." This indeed, friend of mine, is the greatest discovery that anyone can make. There are not many ways into heaven. The church cannot save. Neither can the minister or the priest or the sacraments or the works that you do. Only the Lord Jesus Christ can save you. As you come to him in all your guilt, all your sin, turn as a sinner from your sin and receive him, the Lord Jesus Christ, as your own personal Savior. Because truly there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Notice the word "must be saved." It's imperative that we be saved, because all men without the Lord Jesus Christ are lost in their sins and condemned to the punishment of eternal hell. The wrath of Almighty God will fall upon those who reject Christ and die in their sin. Works cannot save you. The church didn't die on the cross for you. The ordinances, thank God, they're important and valuable to the Christian, but they were not nailed to the cross for you. There was one nailed to that cross. He was the Lord Jesus Christ, God the Son, who came from heaven, who became man, who took a form like man. And yet, being God, he lived without sin, for he was the incarnate Christ. And yet, when it came time for him to die on Calvary's cross, he, the sinless substitute, bore in his body my sin and yours, being made sin for us. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes, bless God, there's healing, there's salvation, there's eternal life, because he by himself purged our sins, hanging there on the cross, shedding his blood. For as much as you know that you're not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, but listen, friend of mine, with the precious, precious blood of Christ. Yes, that blood is precious because it is capable of cleansing every man, woman, and child who will come with all their guilt, just as they are, to the Lord Jesus Christ, the resurrected, glorified, eternal Christ of the living God, who's coming soon to take us to live with him, to be with him in heaven for all eternity. None other name under heaven, only the name of the Son of God, only the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. John says, "These things have I written unto you, you who believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, that ye may know of a surety that you are going to heaven." Friends in Christ, this assurance can be yours today. Will you trust him? Believe on his word. Amen.